This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And after a brief holiday, we still find ourselves in cowboy world. Wait, come back, sit down. You're a patient person, give us a chance. There you go, that's right. Okay, continuing our story in cowboy world. No, please don't pour that glass of boiling water on your laptop. Put it down. Deep breaths. So, let's dive into cowboy world. Okay, put down that podcast erasing magnet. Come on, it's only 40 or so minutes. How bad can that be? Look, the sooner you start, the sooner it's over. Okay, cowboy world, let's do this. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Saloon, a weekly podcast from the Wild West world of Hi-Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a golden corral in Cicero, Illinois, into the old western cowboy world of Hi-Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the golden corral through the dimensional rift, and I used that, my rudimentary understanding of science, to build this hang crank that supplies electricity to this laptop. I know entirely how that works, so I'm able to record this podcast in the saloon, the Burgundy Bronco, in the town of Hogswood, in the land of Hi-Foon. Oh boy, I got through that whole thing. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Ulysses D'Lamore.
Oh, I am Ulysses D'Lamore, wildest gunslinging outlaw you ever done met. Wanted in 12 counties, yet known for my bravery and noble heart, but Arnie...
Mm-hmm.
Why have we never made fun of the fact that you say hand crank right in the beginning of your little intro there?
We've never in all of the 7 years, because I feel like that would be one of the first things I would make fun of.
I, for some reason, it's never even occurred to me till now to mock you generously for some sort of masturbatory innuendo.
Sure. Would you say, Ulysses, and I know the answer to this. Would you say that we have a base of mutual respect where we wouldn't really make those jokes about each other?
I'm afraid that that is not the case, sir.
Good to know.
I do care for you deeply and lay down my life for you, I know that someday you'll help me defeat those damn Pinkertons. Mm-hmm. I will mock you for any slight misstep you may make, just like the one I did.
Okay. All right. Well, I am also joined by my other co-host. Oh, I'm sorry. Normally, my co-host is Champ the Talking Horse.
Oh, yes. Champ is a friend of mine, but my name is Cookie.
Your name is Cookie?
Yes, yeah. And I'm a gold prospector here in these parts.
Oh,
Yeah, this here's Cookie.
Yes, I was panning for gold in the silver stream, and I got bit by a copperhead.
Oh.
Now, do they got copperheads back there on your earth?
Do they have copperheads? Yeah, but mostly we slather them on ourselves to avoid the sun's rays.
I think you may be confused, my son, but very well. Copperhead here is a terrible snake.
Speaking of this, dog is trying to pull down my pants. Get out of here, dog. Those are my pants.
Don't let him fool you, none. He's always trying to find an excuse to take his pants off.
Oh, Prospector.
I should explain. I'm a friend of Champ, and me being on this podcast, as he calls it, this is a take-a-wish situation. You see, after I was bitten by the copperhead, I only had hours to live. And in the silver stream, every once in a while, wishes bubble up, and you can take them and make a wish on the wish you take. And so I grabbed one, and I said, I want to be on Champ's podcast.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Miley, for using your wish to join us here today. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, it's only now that you say that I realize I could have wished to live.
Oh.
It does It does seem like the incorrect choice to make, but I did not want to embarrass you, sir.
Ooh, it's hard to laugh maniacally when you just fucked yourself.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is this the part where I say something? Am I in this?
This is Usidore. He's from another world, a magical world called Foon. Do you want to be in this as well, Usidore?
I don't have to be. I'll be over here at the bar for a while.
You know what, dog? Here, just take my pants. And my underwear.
No, thank you, sir. I do not need your underwear.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm sorry about your wish, but there's no reason to get Billy Madison. And, you know, like, just stay level-headed.
Arnie.
Be happy.
Hey, Arnie.
Gilmore? What?
Why are you talking to that dead prospector?
Oh, wait. What's this, Champ? The prospector?
My friend Cookie is face down on the table and you're interviewing him?
Oh.
Well, I fear, Champ, that Cookie may have just expired here but a moment ago.
Oh, no. His last words were shabadoo.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Shabadoo. Oh, maybe that's a code. Maybe that's where he buried all his gold he found previously. Shabadoo.
Maybe you just need some water, boy. Let's get some water for this boy, all right? For this old man, I guess.
I guess he wasted his life looking for gold when he should have been searching for uncut gems.
Yeah.
Uncut gems.
Yeah, hustle, everybody.
Well, that's a very new thing for you to say, Arnie.
I know. I've never hustled in my entire life. It's a mystery. Date, yeah. I miss Cookie.
We all do. Arnie, we all do. And let me just, grab him by my teeth here. And I'll pull him. I'm gonna drop him on the floor. I'm going to pull him outside real quick. I'll be right back.
Terrible to see a horse pull a dead prospector out of a bar.
Yeah.
If I had a dime for every time I did that, I'd have four dimes and I'd be the richest man in Hogswood.
Yeah, that's right. Money around here is real small, right?
Like, what do you mean?
I know all this stuff because I've been here for 7.5 years or so, but like a little bit of money is worth a lot of money here. It's like,
I'd say four dimes is quite a bit of money personally.
What's a little bit of money, then?
A little bit of money would be a penny? Maybe a quarter of a penny?
A quarter of a penny? How do you...
Well, you gotta cut them up.
Oh.
You gotta cut them up.
Is that why people keep just giving me little, like, shavings? Shavings of coins?
Oh, you got a shaving of a coin?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta save up 100 of those to get one penny.
Oh, God.
There's 100 shavings in a penny and 100 pennies in a dollar.
Ooh, I see we're doing math at the table.
Yes, because I have a rudimentary understanding of math. That's one of the things about me, clearly. It's canon.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. Arnie, I've noticed several times when we're out at the store or the apothecary that you try and pay with stuff with craisins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a term you used. You said they're crazy raisins?
Yeah, they're better than raisins. They're crazy.
And a lot of, I gotta be honest, I've settled up with a lot of bills because people are too embarrassed to ask you what the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So then later they pull me aside and they go, but he really does owe us that money. So I've settled up a lot of your tabs.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
how's that my problem?
Mm-hmm.
Crazing like a fox is what I am.
What has caused the mental distress in these raisins?
Probably dehydration. is my guess.
Oh, that's a terrible, terrible way to go. If you're out in the desert and start seeing things, you know you're in trouble if you haven't had enough water in days. Mm. You can go quite a while without food, but you gotta have water.
Has the water in town gotten any better now that we discovered that Wizla's dead body has been in that well for months and months?
Light brown, drink it down. Dark brown brings a frown. Easy to remember, because they're both brown.
Fully black, yum, a snack. We call water snack here.
Yeah, once it goes all black, you know somebody snuck some chocolate in there, and you're like, yummy snack, some chocolate water.
Full of red, drink before bed.
Covered in flies, nice surprise.
Your water's fuchsia, that's a problem with Yusha.
Oh, that's right. In this world, OSHA is called Yusha.
What's called Yusha?
Nothing. I'm just thinking of Earth stuff. Do I like to talk about Earth stuff? Is that something?
Arnie, you're acting pretty peculiar today. Interviewing dead bodies, wanting to talk about the money system.
I mean, and you have often regaled us with tales of the Earth.
Yeah. Okay. Tales of the Earth? Ah, fuck, I can't keep this up. Guys, don't tell anybody, but I'm not Arnie. I'm Arnie.
Oh, Ulysses. He's dehydrated.
Oh, champ.
We have a crazy Arnie on our hands. We have a carny.
Carny. Carny.
No. It's carny. Not a carny. It's not a no. See, back on my world, back on Foon, there was a carny situation. This is not a carny situation. I am Arnie, but I'm not Arnie. I'm not
you
Arnie.
Know what?
I'm
you know,
Arnie.
Champ, we should have known. We should have known this because he's not wearing the bandana.
Oh, shit, I forgot the bandana.
Is Shabadoo really anything? Should I even be writing that down on a napkin, Shabadoo?
Oh, you listen back to this episode, and you're going to appreciate that Shabadoo.
Oh, Arnie, sweetie, you think I listen to these?
I know. Oh, I know.
Barkeep, a round of your best light brown.
Oh, okay. Look, guys, remember a couple weeks ago where that old creepy wizard and that handsome version of me came into town from another
yeah,
world.
Yeah, he's carny. Ulysses, hold him down. We gotta operate.
No.
I got his legs.
Shh, buddy. I'm just gonna lobotomize you, okay?
No, I've been around here for weeks. We've talked several times.
That's cutting edge science. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just chomp off a little bit of the frontal lobe. Now, what's that's gonna do for you is calm you down.
Go through the nose.
Oh, well, yeah. You're gonna bite my frontal lobe?
Yes. Don't worry, my teeth are clean. I just brushed them.
Whoa, chill out, Dr. Lecter. Look.
Oh, are we lobotomizing Ani?
Usador, look, they don't understand. I had a conversation with their Arnie earlier today, and he had some errands he needed to do, and I thought it would be really clever if I took over for him, pretended to be him, and did their podcast.
I'll hold his arms.
No, Usador.
Oh, you know, geez. I tried to lobotomize the other Arnie, as you know, when he first arrived in our world, because he was talking about Earth and all these strange things. Uh-huh. And he told me that lobotomize is French for the butt. And it made me laugh so hard I didn't do it.
Huh.
Hold his arms, damn it. I'm trying the best I can.
I'm learning that I don't understand everything that the other Arnie would say. I just don't.
Okay, let me just graze on your hair here so I can make a clean incision later. You have, this is delicious hair.
Champ, sorry to interrupt. It's me, Usador. Perhaps we should go ahead and do the podcast because a very wealthy looking person just walked through the door.
Ooh. I love new money.
Oh, great. What do they have, like five dimes?
Damnation. One of them Pinkertons?
Well, well, well.
He noticed the three wells.
Here I find myself again in this wretched outpost of Hi-Foon.
Can you excuse us for just a second? Champ, Ulysses, is this somebody that your Arnie would know?
Of course he'd know him. That's the railroad baron himself, Solomon Ragoon.
Oh, he looks just like the baron from the world I was just in.
Nope, totally different guy.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Well, hey, it's for horses, Arnie.
Barkeep, please open your finest French champagne.
Oh, yes, sir. You mean Le Butte?
Yes, Le Butte is a fine one.
I think you mean the Le Butte. That's how you pronounce French champagne.
Attention, Bar. This man just said the Labutt.
Arnie, you're embarrassing us. Hold still while I lobotomize you.
No, stop. Stop. Hey, excuse me, Baron Solomon, right? Solomon Ragoon?
Mr. Solomon Ragoon, yes.
Would you mind joining us here at this table to be interviewed as an important local person that who I know and have met?
Yes, I suppose
once?
We can't have any of these visits without including a little appearance on the podcast. Very well. Barkeep, please also bring me a brandy.
Yes, right away.
Saw there that you ordered up some French champagne. I got news for you, Jack. All champagne is French. Everything else, just sparkling wine.
Fascinating. Well, maybe Mr. L'Amour. That knowledge is common where you're from, on the highfalutin range. But I, of course, came from meager origins. And so am enjoying the prizes of my success in this life without apologizing for any gaps in my knowledge.
Arnie, highfalutin is when you take an edible and play a wind instrument.
That sounds delightful. Can we do that later?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. You're going to want to after the surgery.
Oh, shit. Mr. Ragoon, may I call you Mr. Ragoon?
Is he all right? Has he gone crazing?
He's a little crazing. Don't you worry about it, Mr. Ragoon.
We got it covered.
Okay. Yes, you can, of course, ask me questions, as always happens when I frequent this establishment.
Okay. Well, can I ask, you know...
Question one. You seen any of them damn Pinkertons?
Oh, you know I have. In fact, I mayhaps traveled here with a few in my retinue. They may be sitting on my private train car as we speak.
Question two. What's a retinue?
Arnie, it's in the eyeball. It's right next to your pupil.
What's a retinue? All right, I retract question two.
Oh, very well. Are you going to replace it with another question, too?
Oh, shit. I should have had one.
I have one. Baron, why are you here? You rarely come to Hogswood.
Yes, well, as you know, I have not been the biggest fan of this frontier town on my past visits, but... perhaps you have heard the exciting toots, because...
What's this?
Oh, the new and powerful toots floating through the air? Why, Arnie, if we halt just one moment, okay. I think we may even hear a toot right now.
Hmm. Oh, Arnie, it's beautiful. It's almost a toot sweet.
Oh.
Yes, thank you, champ. I agree. That is a toot sweet. Because finally, after... my years of work, Hogswood is now the newest stop on the Ragoon Rail system.
Oh, damnation, you finally done it. You done gone and did the damn thing.
Civilization comes to Hogswood.
I did go and done do the damn thing.
He did done do the damn thing.
As I always said I would.
Ragoon Rail system, the Arnar Railroad. Arnie, he has a monopoly.
Oh, shit, rent is going to be, like, astronomical.
Shit. I have a follow-up question. Did you enter a beauty contest last week?
Well, as a bit of a lark, yes, but I'm proud to say I won second place.
Damn it. He's good.
How much money does second place get you?
$25.
$25?
$25?
For a beauty contest?
But, of course, that's nothing to my massive fortune that I've accrued through the years, and... nothing compared to what I'll soon be making off this town. Why, I look down these streets and I just see hotel, 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 hotel.
You know what? Damn it, I should have gone into banking. When I was younger, I thought to myself, I'll be the banker, but nope, I let someone else do it, and now I'm fucked. I think he's cheating.
So tell me, Solomon Ragoon, how did you go from meager means to being this rich railroad baron that we see before us?
Oh, I feel like I've told this story on a previous visit, but if you don't mind hearing it again, I'll happily regale you all.
I love recaps.
When I was a small child of but 7, my father was trampled by the horse of a rich man when we were out in the street, grubbing up dirt to sell to one of the dirtmongers.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That must have been really traumatic for you.
Arnie, this is why there's no more horses around except for me.
And by way of apology, the fancy little lordling who was steering the cart tossed me 1/4 of 1 shaving of 1 penny. Well, that was all I needed, because I used that penny to buy a scrap of wood, which I then turned into a scrap of paper, which I then turned into an announcement informing everyone of the exciting business opportunities available from Ragoon Rail and Mineral.
But wait a minute, didn't you also inherit $100,000 from your dad's death?
Well...
Every time. I'm tired of this.
Look, that was caught up in the courts.
Why must you forget those tiny details about your background?
Look, that money was caught up in the court system for days. In the meantime, I built myself an empire with my own two hands.
Mm-hmm. And here's the part that I always take issue with. It's the fact that you got a scrap of wood and you pulped it yourself to make paper. I don't think so, son. You gotta have a whole mill for that.
Pulped it yourself? Wow, you're not ordinary people.
Yeah, sounds like some pulp fiction to me.
Look, the story of my life is well documented in my autobiography, The Story of My Life.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's about you?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't tell from the title.
I was afraid it was about me, and I wouldn't crack it open.
But now, Ragoon Rail and Mineral, and also cattle, stretches across all of Haifun. Why, I might well be the richest man on the whole continent.
Well, damnation. I'm afraid we're going to have to take a break while I reconsider my cowboy ways that may be soon going away as the railroad stretches out across this beautiful world of Haifun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to be thinking, is it ordinary people or common people?
I'm going to be thinking, should I have mentioned that that book, The Story of My Life, is probably on the shelf next to the book, The Story of Us?
I'll count what's in my wallet.
It would have been worth.
We'll be right back.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Usador.
Yes, what is it?
How am I doing? Have you been paying attention to the podcast, like listening to every bit that's been going on while you've been over here?
No, I checked out about 6 years ago.
Oh, shit. Look, I, you know, it's kind of hard playing another role. You know, I'm used to basically playing myself, but it's a real challenge to pretend to be this different Arnie.
Well, I mean, I suppose it would be, except that you're exactly like Arnie. You're both Arnie. You're just Arnie.
No, there are subtle differences. My biggest takeaway here is that Tatiana Maslany is a fucking genius.
Champ, can I speak frankly with you?
Yes, of course.
I mean, I almost said we're both men here, but clearly that's not the case.
Holy shit. I guess I speak frankly. I thought I was going to be confused by the language, but I'm fully understanding you. Am I speaking frankly? Hello, how are you?
Yes, I should know. My family was originally named Rheingoon.
So. It's rude to speak another language in front of me.
Look, I came here kind of to strut my stuff.
Okay.
To bask in my victory, and I'm starting to be concerned that something's so wrong with Arnie, he doesn't even know what's happening. Like, Is this the same man who sucked rattlesnake poison out of my butt on four separate occasions?
You know, the second and third time, I thought you were doing it on purpose, and by the fourth, I realized you absolutely weren't.
I was not.
Sitting on snakes.
Look, someone keeps putting snakes where I want to sit.
I certainly don't know who that would be.
Oh, he speaks Frankish now.
And if I may speak frankly as well, he's actually going through something. He doesn't think he's really Arnie. He thinks he's another man named, wait for it, Arnie. Does that make sense?
It does.
So I don't know if he got hit on the head. We were about to lobotomize him when you came in, but something is severely off.
Yeah, something ain't right. And frankly, it reminds me of that time that I was mauled by a bear and you had to carry me back to civilization, Baron.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And on the way, Baron got bit by a rattlesnake and had to have the poison sucked out of his butt.
Yeah, I had to have the poison sucked out of my
butt. Actually, Baron, if you would do us a favor, Ulysses and I, if you would take this pencil, and if you could just stare at this Arnie here and just circle three differences. Do you see, like, three differences?
Let's see. Well, his earlobe hasn't been shot off.
Nice, that's one. Oh, yeah.
I apologize for that.
See, he doesn't have that haunted look of a man who's had to drop a child down a mine shaft.
Wow, you're right, and that's something you can't just do away with.
And instead of his normal priest's outfit, he seems to have some other outfit painted black.
Motherfuck, this might actually be a different person. Who are you? Come here, who are you?
Whoa, hey, champ, I'm talking to Isidore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, I remember we came here from another world.
Oh, that's right. Fuck, there are... I'm a dit. There are two Arnies. There's my Arnie, there's this Arnie. I'm so sorry. I totally forgot. The last week, I haven't really talked to you two at all. I am so sorry about this.
No, that's okay.
It's all right. About 3 weeks ago, we walked through a magical portal into this world. We're still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through that cave, back through the Burger King, and we suppose to send a podcast back to the original Earth.
Wow, that cave must have some sort of volcanic activity below it because it seems like it's some sort of hot spot.
Ah, yes.
Well, this truly is a momentous day. Barkeep. Regional sparkling wine for the entire saloon.
Yes, sir, right away. Our finest raisin wine.
Not necessary to make that distinction.
What's the fucking deal with that bartender?
Oh, I brought him.
Oh, I was wondering why I hadn't seen him before.
Yes, didn't you see him walk in with Mr. Ragoon here?
I'm not super observant. It's hard to pay attention to things in this land because it's so fucking hot all the time.
There are also a few gentlemen with bowler hats and vests and chains, and they seem a little, I don't know.
You needn't concern yourself with those folks. Tell me, ask me more questions that, I don't know, as soon as I give an answer, you riff on information you have that I might like. Please, go on.
Well, as a stranger, I must admit, you strike me as a very familiar person. There is someone quite like you in our world. Do you have any children?
Do I have any children?
Oh, shit.
Why? I'm the proud father of 15 children at last count.
Oh, no.
But do you have any that are...
the worst?
Especially regrettable?
Yeah, and last count, when did you last count?
Well, before I got on the train, but I have left instructions that if any new children are born while I'm traveling, I am to receive a telegram post-haste.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, I've just had a telegram station built in Hogswood.
Oh. Arnie, telegrams are, there's several men around the area called Graham, and you can tell them anything, and they will run butterquick anywhere you want them to go. And
butterquick?
Yes, butterquick.
Yeah, and Arnie, you wouldn't know this, but the railroad baron here, Mr. Ragoon, he has quite a nice house. Some may even refer to it as a mansion, but those 15 children there, they aren't particularly happy. He blows a whistle to make them line up in little sailor suits and sing songs to him. That's until a beautiful young lady from the nearby abbey became their governess, and he learned to love again.
Huh, I'd love to hear more about that.
I think I said it all.
The whole thing?
It's true. I did learn to love again. Then it was costing me money, so I put her on a submarine.
Wait. You put her on a submarine?
Now, how is that cheaper? Oh. That seems very expensive to me.
If she's not inside, she'll die.
I know.
Oh, that's, look here.
Fasolati low, man.
Look, I have many powerful friends in Capital City, and they're always ready to give me a hand when I need to keep my eye on the prize. And the prize, of course, is Hyphoon itself.
Wait, you have powerful friends in Capital City? Like who?
Well, until quite recently, I could count among my friends both President Lord and Vice President Desperet. But, of course, the latter's assassination of the former has put all of Capital City in a tizzy.
Wait,
nonetheless,
I'm so sorry. You're going to have to slow down. You have to forgive me. I don't follow politics as closely as I should. President Lord?
Yes, Arnie. I think you'll recall a few years ago, the head of the Pinkerton agency, Danny Lord, was successfully elected president of Foon.
Damnation.
With perhaps, some help from myself and some well-placed bribes.
Oh.
And murders.
Oh.
All looked to be going quite well for a while until his treasonous vice president, Durango La Desperée, shot him down.
Durango? Huh.
Yeah, Durango, that guy wrangles all them snakes.
Does that have anything to do with how you keep getting butt bit by snakes all the time?
No, he said he would help me cut down on that, but I did not see any change in rate after we started working together. Nonetheless, even though he's on the run and the president is dead, I still have ties to the Pinkerton Agency. I have ties to many of the great ministers of state in Capital City. And I say that just as a word to let you know that when I step forth this next week in the Hogswood shootout, know that I have some powerful allies standing at my back.
Wow. Would you excuse us for just a second? Ulysses, champ.
Yeah.
Look, I know this isn't my business. You guys can do whatever you want with your podcast, but you should consider doing a spinoff called Masters of Industry. And it's all about the railroad baron and his other evil compatriots.
Durango?
Yeah.
I don't like him, but I do respect him.
Yeah, I'd be up for that. Arnie, would you produce?
Boy, I don't know.
Could you come up with a theme song right now?
Masters of Industry.
You're just singing the title. What do you think a theme song is?
Singing a title. Like all the look from my earth, all the best theme songs are like that. They're just sort of like Three's Company or Lost.
All right, champ. I gotta give Arnie credit here. He's at least trying. Why don't you come up with a theme song?
Okay. Well, we work all day and we work so hard. It's time you heard our story. I'm gonna go to the bathroom now. Drive a truck that's called a lorry. Masters of Industry. Hoo ha, hoo ha. Masters of Industry. Us ha. Us, huh? That's who? The Masters. Arnie, what's a truck?
Damn, it's pretty good.
Champ, I couldn't help but overhear. I would like to purchase that song from you for one nickel.
Ooh.
A nickel?
Guys, should I take it?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that song's a piece of shit. You're so lucky to get a nickel.
Hey! sold.
Well, I suppose if we're selling songs, I could come up with a song, too. I'm Ulysses. I'm not a musical person.
Ulysses, I would like to buy your song for one nickel.
Well, hot damn, I'll take it.
Okay. Arnie, I'd like to trade songs for your original Masters of Industry song.
Oh, shit, I can't remember. Masters of Industry.
You couldn't remember that?
Bartender, send a telegram to Capital City. Get them to rewrite copyright law so that any song I hear in this tavern is mine. In the saloon is mine.
Yes, right away. Graham?
Yeah?
Yes, I am to tell a Graham.
Yeah?
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Don't tell me. I'll go as quick as I can.
Something, something, masters of industry, dot, 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 etc.
Got it. Dot, 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 etc. Masters of industry.
Fast as butter.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Ulysses, I'm surprised I didn't see a larger reaction from you when I mentioned the Hogswood annual shootout.
Well, I gotta admit, sir, I have not had time to get around to yelling at the moon yet.
Ah, yes, the way that the poor or frugal join the shootout.
How dare you, sir?
I was considering yelling at the moon myself. You know, to save a quarter. But then I said to myself, I have so many quarters. And then I said to myself, perhaps that would make it even better for me to not spend a quarter.
Fuck, and I settled for a nickel?
But then I said to myself, what if it's more showy for me to spend the quarter? What was the question?
No, I was just saying, fuck, I settled for a nickel. Oh, the original question.
Yes, I believe you were trying to taunt me into joining this shootout with you so that two may enter and only one doth leave.
Do we know what the full roster is? I believe it's more than two. It would be a poor outing for me to only kill one man that day.
Well, Whizla can't do it because she done died in the well.
Although, are there any rules against ghosts competing in the shootout?
Well, they're not specifically against ghosts, but if you are incorporeal, you do have a certain advantage that does make it unfair for you to compete.
Yeah, and I have heard of a few other contestants, but I'll be damned. They're all just kind of lazy nicknames to where I don't really know who's competing. Like, there's Kid, Dutch, Biggins, Crook, Scar, Scars.
Scars is going to be there?
Scar and Scars.
Nobody cares about Scar.
Scar times three will be there. Teeth, Gold Teeth, Crooked Smile. Just a lot of people where I'm like, maybe I know them, but I just didn't know their nicknames. That's getting very confusing.
Yeah, some of our friends will be in it too, like Claudia and Flower the Orphan and trying to think who else around.
No, wait, on this board over here it says Stars, Encore, Cinemax.
Yeah, those are all there. Pimply Nipplebottom will be there.
Pimply Nipplebottom?
Yeah, he's just kind of a young little kid.
Has Colonel Vorpal decided to pick up his gun again, or is he still just running that hardtack shop of his?
I think he entered, but he insisted on only using a blade, which can't be great.
No, that is definitely against the rules. I'd rather have a ghost in there than a blade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you going to do, throw a blade?
I mean, blade's good.
The Daywalker?
The very same.
Yeah, blade's good.
I like blade, too.
Blade 3.
I would say make that Blade 3, but I...
Really, really rings back.
So, yeah, there's a pretty full roster. You know, I thought about entering myself, but I have these hooves, and no one's really made a gun yet for horses, so I guess I'll sit this one out. Arnie, did you ever think about entering?
I'm trying to think. I had a conversation with your Arnie. If I remember correctly, I've sworn off violence a la Spider-Man. So even though I am apparently a very skilled gunslinger, I am not going to enter.
Well, I specifically remember some of the other names were Grump and then Hand Crank. And Arnie, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Hand Crank something you say in the opening of this podcast?
Let me look at my notes.
I think someone signed you up as Hand Crank.
I can't read that fast.
Well, then you're fucked for the competition.
There is a reading element. The countdown to shoot is assigned.
It's true. You done reading yet? Maybe we should take a break while Arnie finishes reading.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
So as I look at this list of entrants, and I'm just casually naming some of these, and it doesn't mean anything. Apparently, Miss Quibbert has entered the shootout competition.
Oh, yes.
She's right there below Hobo Max.
And right above Grump and Dr. Piss.
Well,
they're a duo.
Well, as I said, I am planning to participate this year just to sort of announce my arrival and, let's be honest, domination of the town of Hogswood. I'm quite pleased to show off my gunfighting skill, formidable though it is, but I also want to drive home to everyone that I've succeeded in other ways as well. I mean, obviously, I was able to complete the railroad here so quickly by increasing productivity on the rail line. And that, of course, I could not have done without some of Professor Quibbert's patented robot workers.
You mean the steam-powered sex workers?
Yes, the steam-powered workers. They can be used for many things. Obviously, they have previously been used as sex robots, which, in my mind, is a waste. It is a lack of productivity. Think of every jiggling, pounding pudenda that could have instead been a jackhammer, driving in stake after stake after stake.
Mm. Oh, great. Now I can't stop thinking about steak.
Moreover, think of all the sexual congress that was spent copulating with these mechanical marionette ladies of the night, or day, or, you know, afternoon.
Great, now I can't stop thinking about Marionette Congress.
When such a thing is nothing but a waste of human productivity, think of all the new customers that could have been born from the natural sex resulting in a non-robot Congress. Now think of all the workers who could have been born. Why, it makes me so angry to think of the money lost. But that's why I reached out to Professor Quibbert to discuss the possibility of purchasing and repurposing some of his creations. Now, sadly, he initially did not see the brilliance of my plan, but he came around right before his tragic accident in the coal mine.
I've heard rumors, and I won't say from where, that some people think you murdered Professor Quibbert?
I'm sorry. Was my wink that I said when I said tragic accident, was that insufficient? Should I verbally say
wink?
Oh,
I'm sorry. That was what that was? I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to be wrong. You know
his
what I mean?
His tragic death in that coal mining accident. Wink.
Oh, yeah. He was winking. I thought he just got a penny shaving in his eye because there's some in the air right now and I swallowed a bit of them.
Sir, you done a dirty deed.
I mean,
and you're going to pay the price.
I mean, no one is sadder than I that things, you know, turned out as they did. When I went into the coal mine, witnesses can attest that Professor Quibbert had no interest in taking my deal. Yet somewhere in there, he must have signed this contract, giving me, why, a controlling share in Miss Quibbert's robot company. In fact, I have yet to deliver the news to her. Tragically, he fell down a mine shaft onto a mine track, where he was decapitated and dismembered by several mine wheels. Before he could come forth and tell everyone of his change of heart. Wink.
You rapscallion. scallion. Look, we done defeated you before. We're going to defeat you again. We're going to get this railroad out of this town, and we're going to get your hotels out of this town, and we're going to get your sex robots out of this town.
I mean, they're not my sex robots. I'm against them being sex robots for the reasons I elucidated.
Yeah, he has work robots. The sex robots he doesn't like. But you know what? Sex robot work is work.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Graham. Graham?
Yeah, what?
Hey, I'm going to tell Graham the Baron killed Miss Quibbert's father.
Oh, okay. Who am I supposed to tell?
Take it to the Rangoon Times in Capital City. They'll know exactly what to do with that story.
Oh.
I'm on my way.
Thanks for the help.
Now, look, we done defeated you before. Like at the end of season 2, when you went to reach for both of your 6 guns and your pants fell down and you couldn't get your guns out of your pants.
Oh, that sounds like a great season finale.
Yes, and then a rattlesnake bit me on the butt.
A rattlesnake bit you on the butt?
Yeah.
What? You were there? No, I forget. You weren't. Yes.
That was the second time.
How are you not dead?
Because other you, Arnie keeps sucking out the poison.
Oh, shit.
He said, Arnie sucked the poison out of the Baron, and I remember he said, I'm not going to do that. No one dies on my watch. Just the opposite of the way Batman did at the end of Batman Begins.
He did say it just like that.
I remember it like it was yesterday because it didn't make any damn sense to me.
I wish I could remember the end of Batman Begins.
You're not the Arnie we deserve. You're the Arnie we need. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm the Arnie.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, the Arnie do something.
Well, this isn't anything like that ending, the end of season 2, where I tried to pull my 6 shooters on you, and then my pants fell down, and then I was bit on the butt by a rattlesnake, and only saved through your intervention.
I can't remember. Was there, Ulysses, when the snake bit him, was there like a boy-oing, or was it when his pants fell down, there was like a boy-oing?
I think there was a boy-oing when his pants fell down.
Okay.
And then when the snake bit him, Arnie also said, right after he said that thing about, I'm not going to kill you, but I don't have to save you.
Yeah.
Then he said,
I'm Batman?
Then he said something about, I got a snake in my boot.
Well, look, as I said, this is nothing like that, and it will be nothing like that. Because, first of all, I will be wearing both belt and suspenders at the shootout. Second of all, I am ready with my quick draw and my friends. So, Ulysses, for instance, or you, Arnie, I would be happy to see you out there in the town square when it comes time to draw, and I promise that if I'm not fast enough, you'll win fair and square. I won't have friends in bowler hats watching from windows ready to catch any known outlaws or priest impersonators.
Oh, shit. Is that against the law?
I mean, it's everyone kind of agrees it's in very poor taste, yeah, whether you're religious or not.
Yeah, it's stolen valor. Is that the right term?
Is this all still because you're just upset we didn't invite you to our barn raising?
Look, I can't drive home how good I would be at a barn raising. I'm a natural manager. I'm not afraid to push a pole, as evidenced by my 15 children. Oh. And I just, I don't know why I'm not there. Just,
yeah, you've been pushing pole all over the land.
The only reason I can think of that you wouldn't invite me to your social gatherings is the number of times I've tried to kill or imprison you, and I don't think that's it.
Now, we're going to defeat you again, just as we've always defeated you before, and no one's going to catch me. I'm Ulysses D. Lamore, and I don't get caught, because them doggone Pinkertons in the Northeast, they may be looking for Magic Jack Star, but they ain't going to find Magic Jack shit.
Would you excuse us for 1 second, Baron?
Hey, guys. Arnie,
yeah.
How fast can you draw?
Well, let's see. Are we talking like a bowl of fruit or like just like a like Opus? When I was younger, I could draw Opus pretty fast. Maybe Snoopy.
What the fuck is Opus?
It's a penguin.
It's a big sort of artistic effort. kind of an opus is like a huge undertaking. Okay, can I use magic to draw? Because I can do it really fast with magic. Can I be in this?
No, not now, Arnie. Here, take this gun. Okay, let's slide
what?
It. Okay, now put it in your belt, and I'll take
where
it out as quickly as possible.
Where did this gun come from?
Your That's horse. Cookie's gun.
Oh, shit.
Cookie left it to me in his will.
Oh, okay.
I assume.
Okay. He didn't seem like he had many friends.
Champ's got a lot of guns.
Yeah.
He just can't use them.
I can't use them.
That's his tragedy.
But I need them. Oh, boy, do I need them.
Well, that's a discussion for another time, but Arnie, you got to protect yourself. Because I assume that our Arnie has died. I mean, he was always on the brink of death.
He just went off to do some errands. I'm sure he's okay.
I doubt it.
That's what they all say. And then we see a casket go strolling by town. With the person in it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do they have caskets on Earth?
Yeah, Arnie, do they have caskets? Wooden overcoats?
Yes. Big fan of wooden overcoats.
Good show.
Right? So good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now put this gun in your pants and then draw it out as quick as possible. But why don't you face it towards that window over there so you don't hurt anybody?
Okay. Wooden in my pants now. Oh, I threw it.
Boing!
My pants. And my pants fell down.
Arnie, you hit me with a gun.
I'm sorry. No. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And look out, it's a copperhead. Watch your butt.
Bah,
you hit,
ow,
you hit
my
Usur
butt.
With a gun. Usur's hat flew off and hit that diver in the eye. The diver fell and jumped in that bucket. The bucket spilled over and the water went into a pool of snakes. And the snakes went everywhere.
Someone has to suck the poison out of my butt.
Oh, shit.
Get to it, butt sucker.
What the? No.
Arnie, this has always been your role.
Oh, I mean, look, Usur, are you going to die from this poison?
Oh, I doubt it. I'll be fine.
Okay.
I mean, I might act a little weird.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, why don't you just suck it out of there?
Come on, you fucking butt sucker.
No.
Come on, Arnie, you got to suck that poison out of that wizard's butt.
Look, if his life was really in danger, I would. And you know what?
I'm dying.
Usur, come on.
Oh, hello, finally. Something that shall kill even a wizard. The horrible.
I recognize this. He's going to die if someone doesn't suck that poison out of his butt.
Not me.
I'll do it. Oh, I swallowed it.
You should.
Somebody suck it out of my mouth.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Thank you. You really did save me, Arnie. Thank you. Okay. You truly saved my life.
Because you seem like you legitimately might die.
Yeah,
he can't fucking die.
I'm just a talking horse.
It's hard to
So I don't have any. Ooh, thank you. Wow, I feel a little lightheaded. Okay, Arnie, so it looks like you're bad with a gun, so we have to come up with another plan. Baron, do you know in the competition if you have to use a gun?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the rules are that strict, but I think to win, you have to use a gun.
What's the title of the event? It's called the Annual Quick Draw or Annual Shootout?
I thought it was the Hogswood Annual Shootout.
Annual Shootout. Okay, okay.
What else could you shoot other than a gun?
Shoot. Arnie, put down that rock that says Bible on it.
Okay.
What else could you shoot? Arnie, put down that rock that says Bible on it. What else could you shoot?
I could throw this rock.
You could shoot your mouth off.
I thought we were onto something there, Ulysses.
There are no bad ideas in this phase.
Graham, come here.
Yeah.
Graham, can you deliver a message to the Ragoon Times in Capital City and
I just tell got them back to, from there.
Yes. Could you tell the editor to stop using Rail Baron and Mineral Baron and Robber Baron as terms for industrialists. It's gotten to the point where people call me Baron more than my name.
Yeah.
And it's like, the nickname's fun, but it's not my name, you know?
What part of the paper does that go in, though?
The editor. The editor will know. Just decisions on how they refer to people of industry.
I guess it's an opinion piece? What is that even?
No, it's editorial guidance in articles. Like, will an article refer to an industrialist as a baron? Or will they just say, Mr. Ragoon?
So it's not really news.
But it's editorial decisions about how the news is...
So now I'm like an internal memo for you?
Here we go!
Arnie!
Yeah?
I cracked it. I solved it.
Okay.
You holding that rock and the Baron telling a Graham to go tell his paper something,
mm-hmm.
rock, paper, Scissors. What do you do in rock, paper, scissors? You shoot.
Yeah. So we've got to turn the shootout into a Rochambeau competition?
That's right.
And then, aha, that's how we trick people into not bringing guns. And then Miss Quibbert can bring a gun and fucking kill the Baron.
But you'll win. She'll kill the Baron, but you'll win the tournament.
Okay. What do I win? What is the... I haven't heard. What's the prize for winning the shootout?
Well, typically it's that you live, but if we change it to Rochambeau, everyone will probably live.
Okay.
You have to take into account two or three might die from embarrassment.
And a basket full of rhubarb.
Oh, that's right, a basket full of rhubarb.
And the fear of the town.
People are risking their life for a basket full of rhubarb?
No, Arnie.
And the fear of the town.
Arnie, yes, exactly. They're risking their life to not die, a basket full of rhubarb, and the fear of the whole town, and $500,000.
People are risking their life for the prize to not die.
No, Arnie, they're risking their life to not die, a basket full of rhubarb, the fear of the whole town, a basket of $500,000, and a nickname which everyone must now call them.
Oh, what's the nickname?
You decide.
Oh, you get to pick your own nickname? Like, nobody gets to do that.
The winner of the tournament does.
Yeah, and I think actually it's typically the name that you signed up with. So, hand crank, let's get going.
Oh, shit, I'm going to die in this other world, aren't I? I survived 7+ years in a magical world, and I'm going to immediately die in a cowboy world.
Not really. You were almost dead with that sword in you.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Isidore.
You're
welcome.
You
got a sword in you? You can hardly tell.
I know. Whoa, look at this.
Damn.
Why did you show me your ass?
I mean, I've been losing some weight.
Looks like someone sucked a sword out of there.
The only thing worse than someone surviving all this time and finally dying in Cowboy World would be having to listen to that. Usador the Blue and Ulysses D. L'Amour were played by Matt Young. Champ the Talking Horse was played by Adil Rafai. Solomon Ragoon, the Railroad Baron, was played by Chris Rathchin. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production. A glorious creative behemoth standing on the tiny shoulders of thousands of ant-like Patreon supporters with names such as Sarah Clawlinger, Clolinger, this is what happens without a phonetic spelling, Sarah, Samantha Roan, Dave Lester, Rachel W., Chris Martinez, Meredith, Steve Muller, Jacob Locks, ooh, from the nursery rhyme. Jacob Locks, tale of a fox, kept his wife Gwyneth's head in a box. Who else? Ellen Field, Lindsay Locker, Megan W., Brandy Lion, the drunkest predator of the jungle, and Joe Jacobowski. Patreon supporters get two completely new bonus episodes each month, as well as ad-free versions of new and old episodes, and all the Magic Tavern spin-offs. Even the bad ones. Plus, we recently announced a new stretch goal, apparently. At 4,200 Patreon supporters, Arnie, Adil, and Matt will record and release an original Real Play miniseries, DM'd by Anthony Birch of Dungeons & Daddies. It's a bank heist set in a grim city similar to Gotham, but not so similar that lawyers get interested. Can our heroes, and my air quotes around heroes could not be more obvious, successfully rob a bank without being caught by superheroes? If you want to bring that miniseries into existence, and I don't, now's the time to join the Magic Tavern Patreon to help reach our stretch goal. To learn more about stretch goals and all the regular perks of supporting our podcast, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arne Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Cowboy World version of the theme by Eric Chikover.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.